Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The song is really cool.
Yes.
Multiple speakers.
Love it.
The sound flies around. So fun. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Hour 2. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide under My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn on this October 6th. Charlie Puth is dropping various new songs. If you look his name up in like Spotify or I have Apple Music or whatever you use, you can get the newest tracks. They're all good. All of the new ones that he's dropping are just really, really good.
We got a good taste of it, too, because he made them all on TikTok.
Yeah, he did, which I love.
There's two songs that we didn't hear mm-hmm. before this. He's awesome.
I just love him on TikTok. He's so weird in the best way. He's just a weird dude, and I love it. He's so interesting.
Cool, creative, and he's making his own music and taking beats from like a creaky door.
Or an animal. Some woman sent him an animal. I forgot what animal shrieked.
It's a sea lion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he incorporated it. And I was just like, my goodness.
My boyfriend's son does all of that.
Oh, really?
So cool.
Yeah, he's just super into music. He has this really cool keyboard that records sound from anywhere. It's like a $2,000 tiny keyboard. He gets like clips from the internet. He'll record stuff. He gets like old toys from the 70s, like those crank phones, and mixes all together. I really hope he, you know, pursues. I mean, he's just,
oh, that's cool.
Has so many instruments. He has a little organ in his room. I mean, it's great.
That's a gift. Like, that's because you hear things that the normal like Charlie. He hears things that the normal person would never hear. You know what I mean? Like just, oh, that's a F, that's a C flat. And that would go well in this bridge, and it would go well in this portion of the song, and I can put it here, and I'm going to pitch my voice up. It's just, it's a
gift,
talent
right.
level. It is. It's a gift. Welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of drama stories today. A lot of like, oof. And one more for you. I saw this in the New York Times. I couldn't believe it. I had to like read it again, like the name Aaron Sorkin. I had to read it three times. The movie Rust is back in production.
I was stunned when I read this story yesterday. So they have reached a settlement with Matthew Hutchins, the husband of the late Helena Hutchins, who tragically was shot on the set. Because they had a wrongful death suit against the production and Alec Baldwin. Well, they've reached a settlement. Matthew Hutchins, he will be an executive producer on the movie. Yes, so he is going to be on set every day. He wants to honor his wife. He's decided and help produce and follow through with the project, her last project. And Alec,
does he have any skills for this, or is he just? I guess as a producer, you just need money.
You know what? I don't know. Huh. I don't know. But he's going to be on set every day with Alec Baldwin, who's coming back to play his role. Everybody, the original cast is coming back. It's going to return to production in January, and the settlement is subject to court approval. And you know, this has been going on since February when they filed the Hutchins family. Shockingly filed that lawsuit. We thought, oh, Alec, you are in some, this is now, because he was with him night and day trying to repair the pain, you know, remember he was at his side at all times, and we're like, should he be doing this? You know, is it, you know, he's, this man is in a state of shock should you be with him, Alec Baldwin, maybe just to protect your own image? Or the motives there were a little muddy to me. Like, maybe leave him alone, you know? But anyway, this is crazy to me that this film is going forward. This is going to make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is going to see
Curiosity.
This. Everyone is going to see this movie. And I, you know, after looking at this, the details of this and like the reasons behind him wanting to come in and executive produce it, think about how just horrific we have many times about, you know, you lost your wife on the set and you weren't a part of the movie. So now he wants to be in the middle of it and finish the movie.
What she started.
And that might give him closure. Yeah. I think that'll give him closure.
But my God, what are they going to do? What are they going to do when they get to, I mean, maybe they'll just remove that scene altogether. What are they going to do when they get to the scene in question, you know, which sounded like in all of the stuff that I had read, it sounded like a pretty pivotal scene. So I don't know how they're going to navigate around that, but they may have to. I don't know.
And maybe they'll never address it because they want you to see the movie.
Yeah, true, Lex.
And I think out of just all the pain and suffering that they went through, of course, there's a financial, you know, benefit to it. And they're, but I don't think they're coming from a place. I'm just assuming that everybody is in pain and to complete the project would be to honor her.
Yeah.
You know, of course, there's always the money. It's always about the money. But
And I'm sure the general audience, the average person, might feel better just because it's associated with the husband. They won't feel if someone might have felt a little gross about it before, the association with the husband will give people permission to go to it. So to speak.
For me, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it also will make everybody feel like, you know, there's peace.
Yeah.
Whenever there hasn't been for so long. I think this is a good thing. When I first read it, I was like, what? But then, you know, for Matthew Hutchins, you know, that's
it's one of those things. If he's okay with it
and his son.
What's the problem? He's the one that lost his beloved. If he doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. And joining the team.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a little TV talk. I'm giving up on a big show, and I'm wondering if Alexis and, well, I think one of them has already given up on it. But anyway, I'll tell you what that is, and we'll discuss. And I just, it's a huge show, too. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On this Thursday, October 6, 2022, if you ever miss the show live, fear not. You can listen to past episodes on our app to search for My Talk 107.1. And if you don't have an old-fashioned radio with a dial and things in your house, get a little home device thing. I won't say the name because it'll... Why are you laughing, Lon?
I was going to say, who doesn't have a radio at their house?
She's going to try to make you try to explain, and then you're going to be like, dude, I'm trying to not say the thing.
I know.
Oh, not explain it. I'm just laughing because I'm like, who doesn't have a radio? And then I'm thinking, pretty much everyone but I have one.
Do you have a radio, Dawn?
No.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing at myself going, doesn't everybody? And I'm like, no, they don't. No. They don't, Alexis.
My mother-in-law has a weather radio.
Oh, God. She's my obsessed parents had
with
one of those.
Yeah. She's obsessed with it at the lake. Well, she's there a lot by her. You know, she spends a lot of time by herself, so I get it. But, yeah, she has a radio.
Do you think people know what a weather radio is when you say that?
I mean, you're right, Dawn. I should explain. Yeah, a weather radio. Thank you. Yeah. It's like if there are alerts coming from the government, you know, from like the weather service,
National Weather Service,
it comes over regardless. Like it doesn't ask you permission. So it's so damn loud. We'll be sitting in the living room sometime and it just goes off. It's like the National Weather Service, you know?
Yes. We had one because of tornadoes in the middle of the night. It'll go off and go. Yeah. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Christian County.
Yep.
Flee, go to the basement.
Yeah. Or for Lori, go in the beer closet, Lori. Get in the closet. with the Bud Light.
Yes. Yeah.
That's truly where we'd go. It's not a joke in the Harry Potter closet. Anyway, so a little TV talk. I think we've done it before here on the show, the three of us, and maybe all of you listening, you really try your darndest to watch a show because it's big, it's trendy, maybe your spouse enjoys it, and you're thinking to yourself, I really should like this. The world seems to like this. I keep trying, but I'm watching it just, well, in our case, because it's the job, but there's really not pure enjoyment. That's where I'm at with Lord of the Rings.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, right. Because Ring of Power. I'm there.
Rings of Power.
Okay.
I'm going through the motions.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it because Colin, in my feeling is I'm watching it because I know Colin wants to watch it. But all I'm doing is surfing the internet because I'm not kidding. And I really mean this. And he picked up on it and he goes, I know. He goes from his little corner of the couch because he sits in the corner. We call it the cuddle corner. And then I sit on the end. And he said, you know, we can watch this separately. Like, you don't have to watch this with me. And I go, what? And he goes, don't what me? You're here on Twitter or whatever. And I go, I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you haven't looked at the screen in like 40 minutes, you know?
Yep.
So.
Oh, I get it. You know, I'm there too, Jace.
Are you there too?
Oh, yeah. I tried to give it my full three taste try, but I couldn't get, I think I watched two completely. And then I was just like, you know. I'd rather be watching House of Dragon right now, which I love, and you know, some other you know, there's so much right now, but I figured you guys were still on the train, so that was good.
Dawn, are you watching it?
No.
Oh! Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so we couldn't watch it when we were in Europe because when you get on your Netflix in Europe, they're like, "Well, you can't watch this here." Like even though it's an American account, you're restricted because you're in, you know, or if you go on HBO Max or any, you had to have downloaded something in order to watch stuff. There are a few things you can watch, you know, that's just multicultural. It's the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
But we couldn't watch it, and we're like, I don't know. I don't feel like watching that.
Yeah.
I feel like watching 90 Day Fiancé UK. Yeah. You know, I don't have any desire to go back. And it makes me sad because I adore the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I think as a collective, it's like one of the best movies. If you, you know, say there's a 7-hour movie out there, it is a brilliant film. Peter Jackson, those films, I mean, it's in my top five, you know?
Yes.
So this is, I don't want it to be bad. I don't know why I'm bored.
Because it's boring.
Thank you. I don't know why either. Yes. Well, also, but you know what it is? And you know more about the trilogy than I do. Not, I love the Lord of the Rings. But what I find is it's too much. I can't keep up with what the hell is going on. And maybe it's the adult ADHD. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's I don't know. I don't know the gist of it. I don't know what the through line is. And I really do mean that. What is this for?
Yeah.
What are we searching for? Like, what? I knew what the ring, you know, I know what the Hobbit's about, generally. I know the through line. And I know what I know what Two Towers, the Fellowship, and Return of the, I know what the goal is. I know a little Frodo. I know what we have to do.
Does Colin understand what's going on? Does he have an answer to that?
He loves it. And he loves it way more than House of Dragon.
Oh. Maybe I need to go back and give it another try. There's just, I can usually pinpoint why something is bad for me. And I can't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because it's beautiful. But I literally can't wrap my brain around why I don't want to watch it. Maybe the only action that you really see. No, there's action.
There is.
I don't know. I just. And it's a prequel, so you know what's going to, you know.
You didn't care about the characters after your two tries, Lex? Is that your problem?
Yeah. I just don't feel any draw or that I even care about them at all.
Colin, and I'm so mad right now.
It's great. Also just
like, it's wonderful. Join the club, pal.
Right? Just like the scenes feel long and just like, yeah, what is happening?
I don't know. Dawn, I wondered about, I didn't know if you had even started it. And yeah. Lex, I knew.
I feel like I'm too far behind now.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, yeah. Walking Dead is starting.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are starting. I have to watch like 22 episodes of Walking Dead from April.
Yeah.
And then what?
Right.
You said yesterday you're waiting.
It's yeah. just, you know, we didn't watch it in April because we knew we would forget what was going on. And yeah. we just wanted to watch it all break. Together.
Yep.
But there's so many things that are coming out just in yes. October. It's overwhelming.
Like Empire, Interview the Vampire, I want to watch. I'm like, I...
Which, right!
Yes.
I want to watch Andor. I haven't watched that.
Oh, you haven't even started?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I watch that. I'm caught up. I've watched that.
Yeah, me too.
Are you caught up too, Lex?
Yeah. I'm loving it still.
Me too.
Oh, it's so
good. Not to give away the pig or the cow or the milk. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the opposite feeling that I have of the Rings of Power.
Yes, me too.
I love the characters. I care about what happens to them. The story's yes. moving along.
Yeah, I'm with you. I care about them. Now, look, we were introduced to Andor in Rogue One, but yeah. still, like Dawn said, there's just a lot. And there's, again, we can look down the tunnel. There's more coming. That, like, yeah. big stuff.
It makes me feel panicked.
Yeah,
it does. It's like,
so much.
And I'm like, I was talking to MC about the panic of everything that's coming. And I go, but I really, like, when I think in the big picture, yes, it's part of my job. But do I want to spend like, my life watching TV shows? Like, my life is, you know, almost halfway over. And I don't
know. Oh, my God. You went to a very dark
place. You know, I mean, you know, there's only so much life. You know, you come back yeah. from a trip where you see masterpieces of art mm-hmm. and the most beautiful things you could imagine seeing. And then you're like, and my life in the land of strip malls is to watch TV shows, you know,
yeah.
instead of enjoying and exploring and experiencing real life.
Yep. I feel the same way.
Uh-oh.
So maybe we should.
What are we doing?
I mean, listen, I still love it, but like, do you want your...
You have to cherry pick the good stuff.
Do you want like all of your time in the afternoon till you go to bed and watching TV shows?
But also you said it about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Could it be that it's compounded for you right now because this is an incredibly busy season for you?
Yeah, this is Halloween. Everyone thinks their house is haunted. We have presentations. We have you know, events that we're doing with mm-hmm. my paranormal team. And
including the Lexington. You're doing that again, right?
Yes, yes.
Can people still get tickets?
Oh, yeah. Please buy them because, you know, we've got some competition this year. We couldn't do both weekends, and so they asked Dave Schrader to do the second weekend. And I'm like, dang. We were the only team that was in there, but you know, they want to fulfill those dates now that they know it's popular. Yeah. So I am competitive and I want our tickets to sell first.
Yeah!
Sorry, Dave.
All right, which day is that one then? So we don't
22nd
get them.
And 23rd.
Okay. Yeah,
and actually right now the Lexington website is under construction, so you have to go to Eventbrite. There's a link.
Okay.
There's a bit.ly link in the Instagram, but you know, as you know, you can't cut and paste stuff, so you'd have to just type it in. Just go to Eventbrite and search the Lexington restaurant, and you will find Paranormal Cocktail Party on there.
And if you bought the PD&D Film Fest, mm-hmm. you already have Eventbrite, FYI, everyone.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, so it's already, you've already downloaded it for that. So there are thousands of you that did that. So if you have that, go back on that app and type in the Lexington.
Or, you know what, Dawn, send me a link. I'll link it on our show page.
Okay, sure.
We'll do that, too.
That's great.
We're going to take a break.
I can't believe I just said that about Dave Schrader. I love Dave Schrader. He used to be on our team many, many years ago.
But he's going down.
That's right.
We got to sell that weekend before
he is.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. If you are wondering, you know, should I switch the dog food of my dog? Yeah, you should. Switch to Nutrisource. It's based right here in Minnesota. I love that. I love knowing that I'm helping to keep local jobs local. And they have so many great products for you. Wonderful products. Not for you, for your dog. I mean, if you want to chow down on some dog food, who am I to stop you? But no matter what age, breed, size your dog is, they have a formula for you. For instance, they have treats too. Wonderful treats. Believe me, in my house, it's very popular. And they can also help you with a picky eater with kombucha, a bone broth food topper. So find an independent retailer near you by going to NutriSourcePetFoods.com. NutriSourcePetFoods.com.
The Twin Cities Film Fest is...
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. I'm streaming worldwide on My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thanks for being here on this Thursday, October 6th. Glad that you're here. Go get some more English muffins or a bagel or something.
Oh my gosh, Jason, I had the most embarrassing thing happen this morning.
What?
Dawn was like, oh, breakfast. I'm like, yeah, I'll go get us some breakfast, no problem. This was in the break before the... this hour started. I ran down. I had my little wallet, like, all happy. Like, I want to get us breakfast. Yeah. The door to the cafeteria is closed.
6:56.
Like, 6:56,
right? Oh, that's when it happened?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Just so you're aware of the time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right before 7. And so, like, I run in there. I'm like, oh, the door's closed. Weird. But, of course, it doesn't dawn on me, like, maybe they're closed. I open the door, and I'm like, I don't know why the door's closed, but I need some breakfast. And he looked at me like, Alexis, it's closed because we're closed. And I go, oh,
seriously?
They're not open yet.
Oopsies. I go, well, I'll come back. I said, I can't just buy some right now. And he's like, no. And I looked at his computer. The screen is black. Like, he hasn't even started.
She, of course, asked, but can I just get to?
I come here. Come on, please. He still said no, which I love him, and I would have done the same thing because the computer wasn't on.
Give him a hot second.
Yeah, exactly. So I win the last commercial.
Commercial break.
Hey, what's up, Brian? I'm so discombobulated. I was just so excited to get some breakfast. We just laughed.
Oh, of course.
You know, but whew, for a moment there.
Oh, God.
Feeling a little bit like,
so
oh, man,
funny.
It's
I
just
wish
a few
I
minutes.
Seen it.
Didn't dawn on me like they weren't open. And then I come up here and Dawn's like, oh, I thought they opened at 6:30.
I mean, I don't know.
Same. I was like, oh, okay. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Because
we're so lucky. We have a cafeteria here. They make fresh breakfast, lunch. And so, I mean, we dream about this sometimes. You know, it's like, I can't wait to get that.
Yeah.
And I guess, so now, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
That's now we know.
That's.
I must have looked crazy because, you know, I'm sprinting down there. We got 3 minutes. You know, I'm like, okay, I got my game plan. I want this. I want this. Okay. And then,
denied.
Oh, God.
Denied.
Whoops. He really wanted that breakfast, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. But you have it now? You got it at 6:50?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I went
sorry,
down.
That was
I went 7:15. Down.
I'm sorry. That's
commercial.
Like 6:56 was the... They're not even open yet. Like banging down the door.
You said English muffin. It triggered. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, well, me at Starbucks when they're not quite open yet.
Yeah, banging on the doors.
Banging on the doors.
Oh, man.
Our show starts soon.
We need coffee.
We need coffee. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. I didn't know they opened at that's nice now. They used to open a little bit later when I used to be in the building. But they did open early, like during the pandemic. Remember, Dawn?
When they gave away food.
They gave away
for
food
like a year.
For a year.
Oh,
and
my
poor
gosh.
Dawn. And Dawn tried so hard and did. We were so hungry and it was so nice, but you were still doing Livia.
Yeah.
And they would make little, like breakfast bowls. And they would come up, and Dawn looked like she had gotten a Christmas present and had to give it away to like needy children. You know what I mean? Like, here's a toy, like Joan Crawford used to do to Christina. Here's a toy, but you have to give it away to poor kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because D-Val would walk in.
Oh, D-Val, that's right. Dawn would get us breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, did they hand deliver
food? No. D-Val would come in. D-Val would come in and, like, what, Dawn? Like, an eight. Mm-hmm. And at the top of the eight. And I would see Dawn talking to somebody in the Dawn studio. And I'm like, oh, it's Donna delivering. And Dawn would just look at the bowl so lovingly.
I would look at it, and I would say, oh, this doesn't work for me.
But you would eat an egg. Sometimes you'd put, like, a little piece of egg in your mouth, just a little bit.
Well, I could eat the inside of, like, a, you know, the inside of a wrap or something like that. But Lithia, you know, they've got a Flex program right now. It's got a lot of different options on it. So check it out. Say you heard it from me, you get 8 weeks free. Boom.
There you go. Slip that in, girl. Get that in. Get that in.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break. Hot mics can burn anyone in front of a mic.
Oh,
can
man.
Burn. I think it's burned the three of us at one point in our career over all the, you know. But it burned the president. Don will have that story, and then I'll tell you about why. Oh, this is so gross. Why some folks are very, very unhappy with some Disney influencers. This is so gross. I'll tell you why when we come back. I want you to know that if I we're so happy you're here. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. This is Ghost. By the way, I'm still liking Ghosts. Talking about TV on CBS. Dawn, you were, I think, in Europe.
Oh,
and I forgot that you weren't there, and I think I even wrote on the sheet, I'm like, can't wait to tell, I think that's how I said it on the sheet, I can't wait to tell Dawn something. And that's right, because you weren't back when I went home to Indianapolis to reunite with my my high school girls.
Okay.
And one of them is very similar to you. I mean, like, in likes, in hobbies, in entertainment taste. Anyway, I'll shorten this really quick. I was going to put this on the sheet yesterday, and I'll probably expand on it tomorrow. But she sat me down, Angela, who's been my friend since 86. She sat me down the first night I was in Indy, and she said, hey, let's watch Weird Science together like we used to. And and then we got done with Weird Science, and she goes, I want to introduce you to a show that I know our sense of humor and you're going to love. And we watched What We Do in the Shadows, or whatever the...
God. Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows ever.
And I had heard you talk about it, and I had said, I'm like, oh, I said, we talked about it on the show. I said, but I never, again, our conversation 20 minutes ago, there's so much TV that it just kind of, I never circled back. However, I love it. Like, it, I immediately fell in love with the humor, and I got Colin to start watching, and it's now like a pacer show for us. And
it's fantastic. Oh,
the first, to give you a reference point, the first episode she showed me was when they...
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.